Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God. This is Brother Hunter. Once again, we want to welcome you in the name of Jesus for being on the radio with us. We give God the glory and we thank God for everything that he's done for us. And tonight we have a guest who was on last time, will be on this time, and they have a lot of questions I want to ask. It's about marriage. And I will say this to you with much kindness. God still loves us. And the question that we need to ask is, Lord, we love you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And you know one thing that I have to take a notice of, God has said. Because a lot of people say they know us. I was reading the scripture in the book of Joel 38, verses 4 and 7. And this is what it says. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me, if you have understanding, what determines its measurement? Surely you know who stretched out the line upon it, that what was the foundation fastened, a whole lady, its cornerstone. When in the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. So the question is, God asked us, where were you? I will say to him, as I've said many times to others, Father, you're still the one. And I want you to know that what God is doing for us and through us, God wants us to just trust in him. The more we trust in him, the more we can do. And we just want to thank God. And tonight, our guest is on. I let them come on and say what the Lord has before them. I know it's a lot of information. And I will say this to you. You got a question, ask it. They're going to first say what God's going to do. Then, if you want to call or just listen, we love you. And so, hey, sister and brother, how you doing? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Well, it's all time to be on the show. It's all up to you and your husband.
My husband's downstairs right now, but he'll probably be up shortly.
Yeah. Well, I can understand that. Well, I know God has put a lot in you today to tell us, so go ahead.
Okay. Well, first off, I just want to thank everybody again for joining with us on Monday night. And this is Myrna Trevino, and I would like to ask right now for everybody to kind of to pray for my husband. He is really tired. He's been working really, really hard, and God hears a wife's prayers. And when people are in agreement on helping each other, then I just want to send up some prayers to the Lord for my husband to give him the rest that he needs. So I'm asking if pray with me and to lift him up so that he can find the rest that he needs, and to just put all of his trust into God. And
amen.
So I'm asking in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
So, you know, I've been, this past week has been a really interesting week. I've been talking a lot and listening a lot in my spirit about what God has in store for us. And I had a really unique experience. I got sick Wednesday afternoon. I think I had some food poisoning. And so I had some time really just to kind of rest and reflect. And God showed me something really, really interesting, how there's a separation between our spirit and our bodies. And he showed me that even though my body may be sick and tired and not feeling well and all those physical things that happen while we're here, you know, on this earth, my body is not who I am, because my spirit there was a, for a brief moment, there was a separation from my body. My spirit was fine and peaceful and had no body aches and didn't, wasn't reacting to what my physical body was doing. And so he showed me that we're not of this world, and we are spirits, and that Holy Spirit that's within us is what helps us and guides us. And so even though we may be going through things here in this world, and we have all these gifts and talents that God gives us that that I misused when I was in the world, because believe me, I thought I was fully equipped to handle anything and everything in this world. But what I found out was that none of that was working. So this past week, he basically showed me the difference between my physical body and my spirit, and I felt it. And what a unique and wonderful thing to experience. I don't know if anybody out there has ever experienced that before, but there was so much peace in that, Dr. Hunter. So much peace. It did not matter what my body was feeling or doing. It did not matter what it was going through, with the fever that I had. It didn't matter that my body was aching. It didn't matter that, you know, my muscles were sore. None of that mattered, because when my spirit was separated from that, there was nothing but peace.
Yes, I'm listening.
Yeah, nothing but peace. My husband's here.
One of the things I will say, a lot of people have been giving me some calls and asking me to pray with them and to leave God with them, because a lot of people are getting tired. So the question I'm asking, are we not drinking a lot of water? Are we not putting some good food in our body? There's too many things that are going on around us, or what?
I don't think that it's for lack of eating or the things that are going on around us. What I think is that we think we can do this all on our own. We think that we can that we're empowered, and that we're educated, and we're running. We can do all things. You know, as a woman, I've got these lists of things that I have to get accomplished, and I can do all these things, and I don't need anybody's help. And so we run ourselves to exhaustion in the physical and in the world, you know, which is what I was alluding to earlier, is that, and what I have found out is that for me, that worked for a little while, okay, but then when I realized that it wasn't working anymore, and I was tired and I was exhausted and I didn't like what was happening, and I had no peace. And I was searching for this thing that I couldn't find, and that was peace. It was peace in the Lord. So when I say that I had that separation of spirit and body this past week, that's what I'm talking about, is that I realized that I can't do it by myself. I'm totally and completely dependent on God. And that relieves the pressure. Dr. Hunter, it relieves the pressure that we put on ourselves to be all and do all, and we're not. God is the one who is all.
Well, you know, the one thing I would say to you continuously, you know, I'm going to stop and have a prayer with you so we can get you and your husband and all who can believe the same. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come right now believing that we speak continuous movement with the reality of the Holy Spirit moving in them and downloading the free needs in their bodies, Father. I'm asking you in Jesus' name. I pray, Father, that you will keep them. I pray you will take them, for they're needed in the earth realm to do much work. And we need them, Father. We need them to fight the fight that we have to have in the name of Jesus Christ. And
amen.
We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. And praise the holy name.
Amen. Amen. So, yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I like doing these on Mondays because, you know, my husband and I get to spend the weekend together and, you know, do all the things that are around the house and, you know, pray together and go to church together and feed the homeless together and do all those kinds of things. And what we have found is that we find a lot of peace when we're out helping other people. And when we're doing it together, when we're doing it together, it brings that oneness and that closeness even more bound, you know, in God. And you know, you forget about all the things that are going on in your personal life and all the things that are happening with family or whatever, finances, job, all those things, we forget about them. And when you give of yourself and give of yourself for the right reasons, not because you want to get something, you know, there's compassion there. There's God, the compassion of Christ is there. And, you know, it's becoming to a point now where my husband and I, if we see somebody on the side of the road, we can't not stop and give them something. We have these little help cards that we pass out. And it gives all the numbers to the shelters here in Houston and gives all the bus routes on it. And then the second page has scriptures on salvation. And we put a bar of a multigrain bar of some sort in there because, you know, those don't melt in the car. You know, it gets hot here. And we put those in there. And when we see somebody who is out asking for help, that's what we give them because they need to get into a shelter where they can get some help. They need to, you know, do all these things. Now, if they don't want to, that is their choice. But what we, you know, we pass those out to whoever it is that we see, and we can't not do that anymore. It's just, there's just compassion there and love.
But, you know, the one thing as I pray and I look for what happened over there in the Philippines, and my heart goes out. But I know that we who know that God is still available for us and through us, God wants us to get right and get the mother's right to be in the kingdom because God is saying to us, we love God, so we need to live for God. So, and I say this all the time. God so loves us that he gave his only son for us. By him giving it to us, it behooves us to stay ready with God, for God. And God is available. He's there for us.
Yeah.
And when I look over there and see what has happened, and they say it's about 10,000 people. And you know nothing. It has to be the enemy coming through with the wind that type, 229 miles an hour. You know it has to be the enemy coming in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got to reach. America's got to get ourselves together because if we're going to be the primary nation to keep forcing of God, we got to repent, and come back to him. And what I can say is all I can tell somebody, if they don't want to repent, I'm going to hang and look for Yeshua, Jesus Christ. He's on his way back. And I want people that know, you know, to know that. And see, you and your husband are fighting a good fight. Y'all have kept the faith, and you're still doing it. And I thank God for y'all. Much is desired.
Yeah.
Much. I've seen your heart, I've seen your attitude, and I know how he can get to the point. And you know, in my position, all I do is say, I quote the scriptures day in and day out.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what God's going to do for me.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Not only when things are going good, Dr. Hunter, but also when things are going bad, those scriptures, quotes that he brings back to remind me, help bring me peace about whatever it is that's going on. We as Americans have become very, very lazy. I know I am sometimes when I don't pick up my Bible to read or I don't get in my prayer closet. to give him praise and glory. You know, we say that we love God, and we say that, you know, that we believe in him, but we don't take the time to spend 5 minutes in our prayer closet or spend 5 minutes reading our Bible. And you know what? The enemy's counting on us to be lazy. He wants us to be lazy. Because if you don't put that armor on, you're vulnerable. Are you there? Hello? Dr. Hunter?
And you know, I thank God for you. Listen, I've got to get me another phone to answer.
Did you hear me? I didn't know if I was on or not.
I'm going to get me another phone. But you know, one thing I was saying about dealing with us, I know what God is going to hit you. I know God has great movement. God has done to you and him more now than ever. Now your heart has expended it out to people that some people going to do what they're going to do. But
uh-huh.
If we want God to do that, God loves us. So we have to trust in God to Jesus Christ more. Because God is our support. He's our. And so I say to you, my hat is off to you and your husband. And my hat is off to you. And I just say this is praise to living God.
It's just the Holy Spirit, Dr. Hunter. It's the Holy Spirit.
Hello?
Yeah,
hello?
We're here.
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear?
Yes. Uh-huh. This is Sheila, Dr. Hunter.
You got a question?
Yes, I do have a question about fasting.
Okay.
Go ahead. Fasting, do you suggest that people fast as the Spirit leads them, or do they just call a fast on their own?
Well, I got a lady on the phone with me. What do you say, sister?
I think if the Spirit leads you, and I think if God tells you to do that, then you do it. I don't think we call it on our own, because then we're doing things underneath our own will. And God has been showing me very, very much that it's his will, not my will. You know, and if you're wanting to hear from God, I pray about it. And I really do believe that the Spirit will lead you to whether or not you need to do that or not. And it's not just food, it's other things. It's, you know, putting down the remote control and staying away from TV or staying off the phone for a day or two and not
Amen.
Talking to anybody. It's all different kinds of fast, whatever it is that's taking your attention away from God, that's the true fast. And, you know, and do it in secret. Don't tell anybody you're doing it. Just do it.
Amen.
If the Spirit leads you
yes.
to do it, then you do it.
Amen.
Michael, amen. Well, you ladies keep talking. I got another phone
another
I got
question.
To answer. Y'all keep talking.
I have. It's really not a. Well, it's a question. It is. I was studying the life of Jesus Christ, and I was studying the part where what amazed me is the healing and deliverance part, where Jesus was. He was more he got excited. He laid hands on the people. They were recovering. He gave sight to the blind. But when I got to the study of when they were delivered from demons, when he cast out demons, and the disciples learned how to cast out demons, that's when Jesus was excited about it, that the
mm-hmm.
disciples were learning from him.
Mm-hmm.
That he knew the mental part of humanity and what the doctors couldn't do, that comes with fasting and praying too. Mm-hmm. And the study that I was studying was that Jesus was excited, not so much of laying hands on the sick, but he got excited when the disciples caught on to casting out demons because of the mental state of mankind.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, why is it that they're not casting out demons today? And there's a lot of mental issues going on that medicine can't help them, doctors, only through the Word of God, but and through the Holy Spirit of the person that's casting out the demon. Why is it that they ignore that?
Well, do you think that people believe that there are demons out there?
You know, this question is going towards the leaders, the pastors, and the fivefold ministry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I can't speak for a specific pastor. I do know that the power of the enemy is eliminated and has been eliminated at the cross. And I think that if people miss that, then there's a crack for the enemy to invade their minds. And I don't think that people believe that there is such a thing as a demon that's invading that person's mind. They just think that they are mentally ill. And I think until they can understand that that concept is real and that his power was eliminated at the cross, the enemy's power, I don't think they can cast it out because they don't know. They don't know how, and they don't know that the power was eliminated at the cross.
Amen.
Well, now, I caught in on a tail part of that, but wouldn't it be incumbent upon us as believers to, when God speaks to us through Jesus Christ, to cast it out as Jesus did? Because, as you said, some people don't know they're possessed, like that man was all possessed with those legions. But Jesus quieted them down and said, come out of him.
The other thing you've got to remember, too, is that all those people in the Bible, a lot of them wanted those demons out. Some people like the demons and don't want them to go.
Amen.
Amen. But also in the Apostle Paul, I'm just pushing this. In Apostle Paul, did not Paul cast out some demons? As the Lord told him, one was chasing him, and he got tired of hearing that demon and cast it out. Do we still have that same life?
That's the question I wanted to know as well.
Say that again?
Dr. Hunter, could you repeat that question?
Well, I tell you, I know that I've seen, and it's going to take you some real quality time, beloved. And to everybody listen, when you start dealing with casting out demons, you've got to live a life. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
I need this.
You've got to, hold on, prophet. Hold on, apostle. You've got to give your complete life to Jesus Christ, because there can be no sin that can come upon you, because the enemy is there standing to charge you. And see, it's you constantly in touch with God. And as I was reading about Smith Wickerworth and some other great giants, and they're saying how they've been able to stand is that they take the Word of God and put everything forth there. Don't leave no space for number two or number three. Put everything down, like you say. She said about not reading on the television, not this or that, because what God wants to do in these last days, he wants to use us like
That's
never
right.
before.
That's right. That's right. Sheila, is that Sheila Blaylock on the phone?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And we got a bunch of Newman on the phone with us, too.
I have missed you.
Yeah, I've been on a mission. Trust me, I've been on a mission You know, as we were talking about fasting, you know, God, I'm off of my 40-day fast, but he did lead me on a 40-day fast. But right at the end of the 40-day fast, my mother was rushed to the hospital on last night. And I understand the reason for the fast, because there were a lot of things that I had to go through within a period, you know, like instantly from like 9-7 at night to this morning, it was warfare.
Mm-hmm.
And the healing process took place in my mother's life. Pneumonia, you know, she was attacked with pneumonia and other wrong medication. But then God did heal her. She did get the right doctor.
That's awesome.
The right doctors came into her life. The transition is taking place. We had her delusional at first, but now she was able to recognize everybody early this morning.
Awesome.
So I understand, you know, when you was saying how God lead us on the fast, which he did, and I knew when he called a 40-day fast on me, I knew it was serious.
Mm-hmm.
And it was serious right after the fast. Just yesterday evening, Dr. Hunter, after talking to you, at 7 o'clock I got a call. They rushed to the hospital. The medication.
I figured that's what was going on.
Yeah, and so, but she's back in her right mind. They found what the problem. The right doctors are in her life. And as a matter of fact, she's better than she was before she got sick, before this attack. She was really up and down, but now she feels much better. And I tell you, when God do a wholeness of healing in people's lives, he do a complete thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so that's, I just want to give a praise report on that as well. And that came with fasting and prayer. You don't know why he's sending you on a 40-day fast, but it has to do something with something, one, importance. It has something to do with you or somebody around you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Well, that's good to hear. I'm so happy about that.
Yeah,
amen.
And then when I told you I was studying the life of Christ, when he was happy, when the disciples caught on casting out demons, Jesus got happy that they caught on to that, because this is humanity with mental issues. Like we see the little boys that went into this party and shot these. That's a mental thing. That's the enemy messing with. That's a demonic.
Yeah.
And so,
you know,
God is concerned about his people's mental state. But if we're as leaders, and I'm not saying, you know, I'm talking about those that proclaim that they were called into leadership, to pastor, apostle, to prophet. That is one of the things you need to prepare yourself, and that's to cast out demons, again, to those that want to be delivered.
Yeah. When we were down in the street for a few years feeding the homeless, there was quite a few people down there with mental issues that would come in the line to get food, or, you know, would come up to us and talk to us. None of them ever attacked us, because they always knew, I knew we were protected by the Holy Spirit, and the Spirit was always there. You know, some of them who wouldn't even talk. I remember specifically one young lady who was down there walking around barefoot all the time. And I'd ask her if she needed anything, and she would tell me no. She'd come and get some food, and, you know, and she wouldn't say a whole lot, but I knew that she was not well. And I asked her if she needed prayer or anything else, and she would say no. And I would say, okay. And so when you're ready, just let me know. And other people who were there down there that, you know, had alcohol abuse and drug abuse, when they were ready, they would come and ask for prayer. But never gave up on them, and just kept loving them and just coming down there and just loving them. And you know, giving them the food and just this is the compassion of it. But you're right. I mean, it is there, and it's like I've been reading what you're talking about. I've seen that if for those who want it, and I always go back and check the Bible if I have any questions. Yeah, God always shows me, and He points me always in the right direction.
Amen.
Well, let's ask the pastor. Let's ask the apostle. Apostle?
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Hunter?
I'm blessed. How you doing? How's everything
going? I tell you, doing good. God is good.
Amen.
He's good all the time.
Oh, I'm telling you. What's that?
I say He's a good God.
He's a good God, I tell you.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, doing good. Doing good. I tell you, God is so wonderful.
Yes.
He's a wonderful God. I'm grateful to be saved.
Amen. Oh, yes, Lord. Amen.
Glory to God. I'm grateful to be saved. It's such an exciting life.
Yes, it is.
He's real. He's real.
Yes, he is so real. Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, we was having a discussion there about the leading on the fast. Should we do it or should God lead us? And then as the 5-4 minutes, what is our participation? And so I'm just giving what the scripture has. Perhaps you've got some more enrichment that God has given you that you can share with us.
Well, first of all, if we do anything, the scripture says clearly that the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. So anything that we should do, the scripture lets us know that we should be led into doing it.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Led into doing it. So that's the biblical answer. So I know that's the right answer. Amen. Whatever we do, we need to be led into doing it.
Amen.
The Bible also says that the Holy Spirit comes to lead us and guide us into all truth.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Into all truth. So, you know, but we each have our own individual course, and we need to run our race. We need to keep the course. We need to keep our focus on the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. And then we'll finish. We'll finish. We'll each finish our course. I like the Apostle Paul. He said, I've kept the faith. Finished my course.
Praise God.
So each and all of us have our own particular course. He created each and every one of us for good works. And He knows the good works that He has prepared us for. And so we need to ask Him, okay, Father, what do you want me to do today? What's my course? What have you made me to do? And then He'll lead you step by step.
Amen. Yes, He will. Thank you. And then He helps you with it.
That's the best part about it.
The teacher, the Holy Spirit, the teacher, He give you a course assignment, then He turn around and help you with the assignment.
Oh, He sure will.
To complete it.
Oh, glory to God. He sure will, because and the scripture does back that up. Moses, his assignment was to go into Egypt and to bring the God's children out.
Yes.
And as He was leading them through the wilderness, God was providing the food for them, because Moses couldn't do it.
Yes.
Moses couldn't feed all those people, but God made sure that they were taken care of.
Yes.
So where the Lord guides, He will provide.
Yeah. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. He will provide.
See that.
Supernaturally, He will provide. And I'm so grateful about that. I'm so grateful for that. I tell you, God was baking bread in heaven and sending it down to His people.
Yes, amen.
He was causing quail to fall out the air.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
And in this age, I've seen God do the same in my life. That's how I know He's real. I remember some years ago when He called me to pastor. Well, okay. I said, God, okay, you want me to pastor. You know what? Show me that you've called me to pastor.
Yes.
You guide me into doing this. I didn't have two pennies to rub together, but I tell you, he touched the heart of some business people, and they bought our first church building on our church property.
Amen.
See, where God
guides,
Amen. He will provide.
Yes.
Amen.
He'll take care of you.
Amen.
Yes, thank
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Spiritually,
well,
physically, financially. Won't he do it, Dr. Hunter?
He'll do it. I'm here to tell you, he'll do it. He'll do
he'll
it every
care.
Time. He'll do it. Yeah. And I would say this. Go ahead.
And you know what's so beautiful, Dr. Hunter, when you and I were talking about this earlier, you know, in yeah. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, he says the work that
yeah.
he's began in you, he's
yeah.
going to complete
he's gonna,
it.
Praise
he's
God.
Gonna it.
You can't even
he's
die.
He's going to complete it.
Ooh, hallelujah. Die. Thank you, Jesus.
God keep
Amen.
You alive so you can finish.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
I tell you, me and Dr. Hunter were talking. I say, and you know, Apostle Paul, they couldn't even kill that brother. They couldn't kill that
no.
brother.
They tried, but they killed
him. I tell you, the devil tried to kill him in the ocean and everything. They tried to bite him. Couldn't nothing kill that man, that brother.
Yes, amen.
Because he hadn't finished his course.
Yes,
and you know,
amen.
I look at that old man, Billy Graham. I look at him, 95 years old, and still pressing in.
Oh,
yes.
God, keeping him alive.
In.
Isn't that
keeping him alive for such a time as this?
Yes,
and I know what
time
people,
is this.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen. Glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Mary, you got something you want to tell us?
I just want to thank God for restoring our marriage and
praise God,
helping us learn to submit to Him first and foremost.
Wait a minute! I got to stop you now. Somebody needs to hear that again. Say that good, loud, and clear.
Okay. I just want to. Thank God for letting us submit to Him first and foremost, and then to each other. Because people are watching. You know, when we first got married, nobody really thought that we were going to make it. Nobody really thought that we were going to stay together. Nobody really thought, you know, within 6 months, a year, we were going to be divorced and separated and on to the next. And, you know, he just performed a miracle within our marriage and, you know, had us both submit to Him first and foremost
Amen.
In everything that we do. And when we talk about whatever it is that we're doing, we're one. And my husband will remind me of that. If I go off somewhere, you know, and I'm doing something on my own, he go, hey, we're one.
That's right.
And I do the same thing with him. Hey, we're one.
Praise God.
You know, we don't
yes.
make a move without talking to my husband first. We just, I'm doing some things in the business world, and, you know, I had to make a decision, and I said, I'll get back to you tomorrow. I got to talk to my husband. And,
yes.
You know, and when we find some time to be alone so that we can talk and pray about this, that's what we're going to do. And whatever he decides to do, you know, I'm going to support him because he is the leader of this family. He is the provider
Amen.
Of this family.
Praise God.
Amen.
And I trust the Holy Spirit inside of him not to do anything
Amen.
That would hurt his family and me.
Praise the living God.
Yes.
From whom all
Amen.
Blessings flow. Amen.
Yes.
And one of the things I won't tell her to give God a shout of praise because Dr. Newsom is getting ready to enter into his new building.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Dr.
Speak it in by faith.
Amen.
Dr. Newman, when you were saying about
Newsom.
The works, about when how God would, you can't even die until you complete the assignment that God given you.
You can't. You can't. Even Jesus said, no one takes my life. I lay it down.
Yes. Well, I just wanted to let you know the scripture to back that up is in Matthew 16 and 27. because in the study, you know, I'm getting my, I'll be finishing my doctoral next year. And in the class, that's what we were studying, the seven judgments, and the judgment seat of Christ in the heavens for the believers, that we will be judged according to our works, not for our sin. The great white throne is for the judgment of those that, for the wicked and the fallen angels. But the judgment seat of Christ in the heavens is for the believers, and they're going to be judged according to their works.
Right.
So the blessing part is he going to help you complete the work, so when you stand before him, he'll still say, servant, well done. Because you can't even, he's going to help you, just like you said, we won't even be able to leave this world until the assignment is completed.
That's right.
And then you're going to stand before him. He's so good. God is good. After he helped you with the assignment, then he turned around and give you a reward.
That's right.
With the assignment
right.
that he helped you with.
Isn't that awesome? He's good like that.
Yes, he is.
That's
so
right.
When you stand before him, he's judging us according to your works. Okay, well, your work was completed because he helped you. According to Matthew 16:27, he said, for the man of God shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. And that's the judgment seat of Christ. The Christians, the believers, will be judged, not for our sins, because we've already received Christ as our Savior right now. So when we stand in the judgment of the works, of our works as believers, the judgment seat of Christ, then the judgment seat of the great white throne, which this is a whole different series, but I'm just going to give you parts, because the judgment, the great white throne is for the wicked and the fallen angels. It's not for the believers.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Great white throne judgment, you know, we've heard that, well, we're going to stand before the great white throne. No, we're not. We're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
Right. We're going to be. We're going to receive reward.
We're going to receive reward.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We're going to toss them off when we stand before him.
I mean, I heard people say there's going to be a big screen, and they're going to show on the screen, he's going to show all that you've done wrong, and that's not true.
No.
We're forgiven.
Not for us.
No, that's right. Not for us. Not for the believers, because we're forgiven.
Yes.
So you're absolutely right.
Yes.
Well, you know, I was ministering about judgments and crowns. And I asked somebody, were angels available? Are they real? A person told me that's supposed to know. And they said, no, that's of the devil, all that stuff. I said, okay. I said, if I say this to you, would you believe it? God sent an angel. He sent an angel down to do his work. Because angels are ministering spirits. They all have categories that they must be in. And the closer that they get to God, they're called the seraphims. And they just, I mean, throughout eternity, they're saying, hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah, praise God, because of the continuation. See, and I remember, see, God keeps speaking his word. He keeps speaking his word. The more we look out there in the universe, the more we see. And God is creating it for us. But the wholeness of God stands in us. And this statement, as I was reading the Word of God, and when I was reading about the churches in Revelation, all of those churches had a weakness. And that weakness, God said, I know, I wish it was hot or cold.
Right.
I know you, you got yourself. See, but the whole message to us is that we are here in the body of Christ. It behooves us to march together, arm in arm, hand in hand, and push the force of darkness out of America, around our community. And I know
This is a hard thing to say because, and I love them, there are some people I know who have an idea, a thought that they have that God said this and God said that. So when you get to that position, what we do is we continue to pray for the brother or sister and pray that one day we hook up. And sometimes perhaps God have raised you up to a level that I have to start climbing where you are. And, you know, that's what it was with Peter. Peter was walking close to God, I mean, through Jesus Christ. But the Apostle Paul had to come and straighten him out and say, wait a minute, Paul. Peter, he said, let me tell you something. He said, why are you down there doing to what you're doing to those Gentiles, saying they need to be circumcised? I don't need no circumcision. See, there's always, even amongst the believers, there is a fight. And the Apostle Paul stood up. So it behooves us, whoever we are, we have to stand up for the rightness of God.
That's right.
Somebody out there and shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And
right.
Dr. Hunter, I just want to encourage Sister Trevina and Apostle Newton and you, marriages. This is so awesome in this such a time as this that men and women are still standing. And
yeah.
That's what we have to do is encourage you all and continue to lift you all up in prayer. Because
amen.
Right now you are the light, you know, of the world, that a light that sit up on a hill that cannot be healed. You are couples, you are marriage couples. And
mm-hmm.
people are designed to get married, but the enemy is presenting a mirage over here that, oh, well, you know, men and men get along better than a man and a woman and woman get along than a woman and a man. But God, you all are standing. You're still standing on God's word as marriage couples. And I would like to commend you on that, and I would like, and I want to continue to lift you all up in prayer for your marriages, that God will continue to bless your marriages, that he give you all strength in these dark days as a husband and wife, that y'all continue to stand and have so much of God's word in you. When the enemy comes to your mind, that word was raised up like a standard, that he will not be able to attack you all. Because one can take 1,000, two can take 10,000. He don't mind the 1,000. He having a problem with the 10,000.
Well, you know, it's like a man said the other day.
That's a problem. 10,000, oh, It 1,000 ain't too much, but two of y'all, oh, Lord, you finna tell something.
Glory to
well,
God.
Well, I say this. Glory
thank
to God.
You.
I say this. I say thank you very much. I say this.
Yeah.
One thing that I can say is Stephen. I thank God for Stephen. And a lot of people don't understand it, but I do. I know what
mm-hmm.
God is doing in him. God
mm-hmm.
is doing a great, great, great. I mean, sometimes you go off and you don't hear him, you don't see him. But you know, I found this out. The same as Jesus Christ did, he would go off and he'd be in prayer all night long for those disciples.
Mm-hmm.
So God instills
yeah.
in us the same attitude, not to put another brother down, but to help a brother up. And what
yeah.
we have to do is we have to start loving, you know.
Praise
you
the
never
Lord.
Know. You never know. A millionaire can walk into your midst and like I was listening to man on This Is Supernatural, see it. And he was talking about how this young man, God brought him when he got married, and they was in bad shape. And the man called him and said, look, we're willing to pay you, are you ready for this? $20,000 a night to sing for us.
Mm-hmm.
He said he dropped the phone. He said, what? But that's what
mm-hmm.
God does.
Mm-hmm.
God takes care of you.
He sure does.
And when you
yeah.
see when you done had money, and I mean had money, money don't move you. You move money.
Come on now, that's right.
Amen.
See, because
because the money gets stuck on you. If you get money gets stuck on you, the enemy said, well, you know, we got this one, see. But our warfare is constantly against the vices, and what we have to do is keep our faces before Jesus. And I'm here to tell y'all, y'all just don't know what God is doing in me. And I say this to you with love and kindness, because I was just sitting around the house up here some time ago, and I said, Lord, I said, what would you have me to do? I said, I'm around the house, I'm going to tell you, he said, I want you to go on the fast. And I said, okay, okay. I said, you know I can't go today. He said, I want you to go on the fast. So I said, okay. And you know, like everybody, you know, in their own self, you're going to say, why? And how many? He said, 30 days. Okay, I did 30 days. But on the 29th day, God said, do 10 more.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And in that 40th day, God revealed some heavenly things under me. My Lord, my Lord.
That's awesome.
Some of the things that were downloaded to me, I can't even speak of them right now. I just have to press in to make it happen.
Amen.
Because God told me, he says, you'll be able to do better because I've called you. And you know what is it? It just know me. God, to sometimes you see, you have to pull back from certain ideas and person, et cetera, to get along with God. And let me tell you something. My wife had one of the major conversations, and the day for the last 2 weeks, we've been in so much lobster. So much lobster. God is moving things like never before. She's beginning to understand as I understand her. So you have to know your wife's position, and the wife must know her husband's position. But I've watched God use that woman of mine. Told me the other day, he said, that person you're talking to said, I need to tell you. And I said, okay. She told me, said, stay away. So I took the advice, stayed away. And when I stayed away, I found out what I stayed away. Because the person wasn't ready to see Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's like Newsom has a great church and somebody coming over to 45, what are you going to do? I mean, you know, that's a question that has to be raised by all of us.
Mm-hmm.
If he come in there with a 45?
Yeah. And says, all right, everybody got it.
No. Try to knock him out. No, I'm just...
You know what I said? I tell everybody, and I'm going to tell you like I did when I had my first church. I was a young man in DeWalt, Texas.
Yeah.
They sent the cops in there for me. See, the people didn't like me, but I was doing what God say do. I was telling about the Holy Spirit, laying hands on people. And they said, we ain't going to believe in this. We don't believe in that. We got our rabbit foot. We don't need that. We got our horse. And so the Lord told me to leave your family at home, and I want you to take 3 suits down there. He said, I want you to take a blue one, a black one, and a white one. I put it on. Every time they would come in there, because the person was there, and they said, we're looking for Hunter. I said, he ain't here. So they said, all right. So they rolled back in there again and come again. And the person was telling what I had on. He said, is Mr. Hunter in here? I said, no, he's not in here. As long as he didn't call me Reverend or Apostle or whatever, I wouldn't answer him. See, Jesus knew how to answer the question. So he came back the second time. They said, we got to now, says, you the preacher? I said, I am. And he put handcuffs on me and put me in a Volkswagen. Y'all know how Volkswagen, how small it is. And
Dr. Hunter.
And they took me all the way to Richmond, Texas, and they paraded me on a Sunday morning, Stoney had it set up for me, and I was smiling. I was smiling, and that when I got up before the judge, I told the judge, I said, if you put your hands on me, God, I'm going to kill you. You know what he said? Get him out of here. Get him out of here. Crazy. Get him out of here. I thank God for that encounter. But I learned something. I learned something. When God
yep.
is
thank
for
God.
You,
yeah.
nobody. Yeah, I done been up there. I don't have to go and slap the side of my head. It caused me almost, yeah, I've been there. It didn't bother me. Because when you set it for God, see, it's the cause that God has you. Some other people will see what happened to me. It's sent to them.
Man.
There's another preacher in Houston that I love. I still love him. They had him in jail. I went to the, because I was in the sheriff's department, but I knew I couldn't touch him, but I knew I could help him. So I went to the sheriff's department where we were, and I said, make him comfortable the best we can. I know I can get him out tonight, but I'm not going to do it because God didn't tell me to. And that happened about 10 years ago. And And so, I told him when I said, when you took the church, it was downtown, that old black church in Houston, so y'all knew who the pastor was. And I told him, I said, brother, if I might ever give you any understanding, don't go there messing with those old deacons. Bring you in a whole new crowd who believes the word of God. Do you know that old woman was outside and got an old pistol? And she told him, said, if you don't get him out of here, I'm going to blow him loose. I'm telling you, see, people have a desire with a building. And the company down there offered them $20 million. And I told him, I said, y'all have a listen. You could have went out there and bought all the property you wanted, they just own. But see, the intent and purpose, God knows the intent of our heart. He knows the purpose of our heart.
Yeah,
I didn't want to get you all the way on that, but I'm just telling you what God has done. And so I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I have no fear. The only fear I have is seeing missing Jesus Christ. And I have to stay close to him. Because he's the only one.
Amen, somebody. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
Amen.
You know, it must be a reunion that we all are having here. Excellent, I always say. Excellent. Excellent.
And I was just joking, you all, if someone would come off in there in the church with a gun, I don't know what I would do. I'd call them the Lord, that's for sure.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen. We understood.
Whatever he tells me to do at the time.
We understand. That's right.
Whatever he tells me to do.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, glory to God.
Amen, because I was in a situation like that, and it was during the time the Houston Rockets won their last championship game. That's how I know. I was taken from my house, and it was a gang initiation. And before I left my house, God led me into prayer, and I was praying. I didn't know who I was praying for, but I started lifting up family members, everybody, but I didn't know it was me. And they had me to do the drive, and it was a gang initiation right here in Houston. And when you said that, Apostle Newton, you really don't know. But the only thing I did know was to start interceding while I was driving the gang initiation while guns was on you. You had to drive.
Mm-hmm.
They had to kill me to initiate to be in the gang. And
mm-hmm.
so I'm driving and I'm praying, Lord, take care of my children, my family. And then all of a sudden this peace came upon me.
Mm-hmm.
And they were young men. And in the midst of this, God gave me peace.
Amen.
And the gang leader sat in the front with me. The one that was being initiated was in the back seat. And as I was driving, the gang leader talked to me, And he said, we just some young black men out here trying to make a living, and the white man won't give us no job. And then God gave me liberty to minister to them.
Mm-hmm.
While they had their guns in their hand, I said, well, can I ask you a question? And they say, yeah. I said, now you said the white man won't give you a job. You have the wrong person in the car.
Yeah. Whoa.
See, every time God gave me something, I had to say something to think, to let them think about what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So why am I in the car? That's what I asked the question.
Mm-hmm.
So that opened up the conversation, and he said, you believe in God? I said, yes, I do. He said, he ain't never did nothing for me. I say, he's doing something for you right now. You're
mm-hmm.
not aware
right
of
there.
It. I say, he's doing something for you right now.
Yeah.
You're just mm-hmm. not aware of it. And then we were going on roads where they were still persistent on doing their assignment, but God had angels.
Yes.
It was people. Mm-hmm. I don't know where these people were. Every road that was supposed to be in a dark road, people were walking on that road, and I knew it was angels.
Wow.
They could not find a road to take me on.
Uh-huh.
And finally they surrendered. They said, have you ever did any crazy things in your life? And I began to tell them, well, I didn't say yes or no. I said, well, I was raised in Fifth Ward. I'm the oldest of nine. And I don't know, the Holy Spirit just took over that conversation. And then he said, now, if we let you go, will you call the police? Now, they were very sharp. And
uh-huh.
I said, well, I tell you what, I don't know you, but I do understand you. And that's when he said, stop the car, and they got out the car.
Wow.
My God.
Awesome God.
My God.
That
my
was
God.
God.
He gave
yeah.
me what
these questions were coming just like this. I didn't have time to cry. I didn't have
right.
time to, oh, please don't kill me. The only
mm-hmm.
thing I had to do was listen to the Holy Spirit.
That's
yeah.
it.
Amen.
It was, yeah. yes, that's yeah. all I had to do. I had listen to God what to say to them. And
uh-huh.
then I said, God, these are somebody's children. Because God put compassion in me.
Yeah.
That was the amazing thing, Pastor Newton. He put compassion. I said, oh, Lord, these are somebody's children. I couldn't even
oh,
hate
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
God wouldn't
That's...
even let no hate come into me concerning
yeah.
them.
Awesome. He's awesome.
He's awesome. Yes, yes, he is. Yeah, so you really don't know what to, you really, you just have to know a God
mm-hmm.
and know them
yeah.
young men, that know the person that's around you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to just do it, not knowing what's going to happen. But when that peace, the Holy Ghost gave me that peace, that's when
mm-hmm.
I had liberty to talk to them and minister to them.
Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. And he gave,
God.
The Lord gave you exactly what to say.
Gave me
mm-hmm.
exactly what to say.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked.
Yes, it did.
It worked.
Yes, it did. Yes, he is good.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well,
thank
you know,
you,
beloved, I say this tonight. One other thing we got to constantly believe, since we're having a sharpshooter's praise to God, we want to thank God constantly for Myrna and her husband and for Dr. Blaylock and for Dr. Newsom. And it behooves us to just pray one for another.
Praise God.
You see where brothers and sisters was in the walk until place says, no, hold up, and start a conversation with them. Sometimes I know starting a conversation with a person, God can use you as a barricade. Some
yeah.
people can't
mm-hmm.
do some things. And it just behooves us to believe what God is doing. And, you know, one of the things I will say to you once again, now, Myrna and her husband, God has and I know they're going through something right now, but God got his hands on them.
Yes, Lord.
See, like I tell people about this incident, I can't charge God with this because I was ignorant in my own way.
Mm-hmm.
But because God has brought me to where I am and
yes,
say, this
Thank
is what
you.
I can do. And so now the more faith in him, the more I see what God is doing. I was telling the brother there, I said, this new computer I got, this thing is dangerous. I mean, it's dangerous.
It's
the information I want, it's dangerous, man. But it's really dangerous. Because, I mean, I'm sitting up and looking at everything I got on the line. I can put 70 people on the line at one time.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
And the more I look at it, I say, nobody but God. And you know what gives me joy? You know what gives me joy? My wife's brother, who's old, is Clem. You know, he's got some physical conditions, and I'm praying for him. And he's all at the same place that I'm right now. And I told her, she come, I said, no. Be thankful for God. See, I'm thankful, but sometimes I just get tired. I said, I understand. Women can y'all get tired sometimes? Somebody say amen.
Amen. But Ezekiel, Brother Hunter, I just like to say this again about the marriage. God blew my mind one day, and it was some women that were around, and I was teaching, and God said, now, I don't want them running these ministries by themselves. And the Lord said, now, they're going to say they want a husband, but they really don't want now. And he said, when you get through ministering to them, I'm going to pull you away from them. And so when I was ministering to them, he gave me Ecclesiastes, I think it's 6:4, where he says, pity the man, and I'm going to paraphrase this, pity the man or woman that don't have nobody when they fall.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus.
He said, when God said pity, that means I feel sorry for you. You ain't got nobody with you when you fall. He said, pity the man or the woman with nobody when they fall. They don't have nobody when they fall. And it is a true fact. It is a pity. I don't care how, and Meredith, I need to tell you this. No matter how these career women walk around here like they got it going on, it's a pity, honey.
Yep, I know. That
I'm
was me.
I'm going to be real with you. They drive a nice car, but it's a pity.
That was me running around by
it
myself.
It is a pity.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is somebody to say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, you know,
when God showed me that, I said, oh, God, you cold. He said, I feel sorry for you. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Because I didn't mean for you to be by yourself.
No.
Right.
And here's a little bit of encouragement for women who want stronger marriage as a wife. What God showed me was that I am to leave my husband to him and only him. So my prayers are for God to deal with my husband if there's something going on within our marriage, and vice versa. The same thing.
My husband does
the same thing.
Amen.
And it takes away a lot of the frustration and anger and arguments that are really a waste of time and effort. Because it's none of my business what's going on inside my husband. That is between him and God. That is between him and God. Just like going on with me is between me and God.
Amen.
And when we came to that realization of turning each other over to God, we became even closer and became more in that oneness. We don't make a move without each other. And so, you know, like I said, I've gotten to a point now where I don't like even being on the radio station. He may be quiet, but he's right here. He's right here with me. He's sitting here listening, and he's not saying anything because he's a quiet man. But believe me, when the Spirit moves him to say something, it'll knock your socks off.
Amen.
So.
Amen.
But just a bit of encouragement for women. Stop looking at what he's doing or what he's not doing, and start looking
Praise
at yourself.
God.
Look at yourself and see what you're doing and what you're not doing, and then ask God to help you fix that.
I remember counseling
you can't do that
a
by
woman.
Yourself.
She was in the midst of she was around the single women because again that maraud. The enemy shows that, oh, they seem like they got it going on, single in, and, you know, single ain't in with God, especially single parenting.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't in with him. He already gave instructions, but
mm-hmm.
he said come and reason with him. You know, when you choose the wrong people in life, but he said come reason. He still, even if that's the wrong person, he still can work that situation out if you let
him. Oh, yeah.
But the thing is, she was wanting to make excuses to divorce her husband, and the Lord say, tell this woman the truth. I say, ma'am, it's a big trash can out here, and I don't know when the angels will come and trouble the water. Don't think when you get out this marriage, you're getting ready to jump into another one. Not in this day and time.
Yeah, because the real truth
said,
is what's going
year,
on is going
it may
on
be 10 life. Years, it may be 20 years when this man, a husband, come across. I'm talking about if you're looking for a husband, the husband, I said, because it's a trash can out here.
Yeah.
And when God said he had a husband for me, Dr. Newton,
mm-hmm.
I saw him digging. He was like digging in the earth. I said, oh, God, if you got to do that, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like digging, you know, like you had lost something in the trash can.
Right.
Well, that's what I saw his hand doing. I said, oh, that's
wow.
It's that serious.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Serious. Oh, Jesus.
To
God be the glory.
And so that lady be still with her husband, and that was 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
See that?
When the Lord said, tell her the truth. Don't let her think she going to jump into another marriage because she ain't.
It just don't
when
work
I
like
gave
that.
It to her, I said, I don't know when the angel going to come and trouble that water, but it's going to be a while.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so she had to think real good. They went to counseling, and they went to prayer, and their marriage is still going strong.
Yeah.
God gave you that rhema word to give to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know
I'm
what?
I'm not celebrating. I'm doing what the old saints used to do. We're going to pray about this. Did they celebrate you leaving your husband now? The old saints used to say, baby, we finna go pray about this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't nobody leave nobody. They stayed together.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My grandfather slept on the floor. My grandmother, he said, I ain't going nowhere, and you ain't. I'll sleep on the floor in the bedroom. In the same bedroom. He was on the floor while she was in the bed.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. See what
you
need.
Those
are ancestors that did that. When they argued, they went in the back room. We didn't know argument. They meeting was in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They shut the door, and that was the meeting room.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus.
But now we're living in this society that we are now, and I keep using this word. It behooves us. It is incumbent upon us. It is tattooed upon us. It is seared on our conscience. It is stamped in our heart. We got to reach the unreached and tell the untold.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And what I love about when John Osteen was alive, John Osteen, he says, I can't get out to where all y'all can, but we're going to lay hands on you and pray for you. He said, I want you to do every day downtown. I want you to be passing out a Bible to somebody. And
mm-hmm.
that's how the Word of God. When you want to take over a community, that's how you take it over.
Yes, amen.
And I watch God. I watch God.
Mm-hmm.
I said, and see, all these things that I'm doing now, they're coming back to me. And I'm
mm-hmm.
saying the same like I've said to a lot of people, what
mm-hmm.
God is doing through
mm-hmm.
me. I'm believing
yes.
God has given us the, he's given
yes.
us that we can break the yoke.
Yes,
we can
Lord.
Break the disease.
Yes.
We can
yes.
cast out the demon. Because
yes.
we have the anointing.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
That's
amen. That's right. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Amen.
One thing I know is when I was getting to read the book, he always takes me back to the 17th chapter of John. Because when you go back to the 17th chapter of John, Jesus said, Father. He didn't call him God. He said, Father, the hour has come.
Yes.
He's making his final report. He said, the hour has come, Father, that I may be glorified with you and you with me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, as I'm reading in the 17th chapter of John, John says, Father, Holy Father, God, Father.
Yes.
And I
mm-hmm.
said, wow, he got out of disrespect to God. So we are not a true amount, a piece of clay, a piece of nothing. But I can just say this much. What God is going to do with us, and you know what, love me? He said, Father, he said, those that you have given me in this hour, none is lost.
Yes.
None is lost.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
they believe through the others that you sent me. And that's what we're talking about. We are believing.
Yes.
See, and God's going to raise us up. See, he's going to raise us up. He has raised us up. He's going to do more.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to start seeing the fire. I mean, until you see the Holy Spirit like fire around you, I witness it. When that old man laid his hands on me, he was 107 years old. I've never seen so much fire. Oh, see, but I know this because the enemy came in right after that, and I thought I had some people to pray with me. I'm not being braggadocious, but I had nobody to lead me to
mm-hmm.
another area. If they had helped me, I can get better. But God put me where he could say, I'm going to teach you. And I say this to you. When God teaches you, the Bible says the anointing that God has given you, you don't have to listen to those people because God has given you the anointing. You know that you know. You're
yeah.
saved by his name. So
yeah.
it rules
yeah.
all of us. When we,
right.
when we tell our people to do what God's saying, God is ready. I'm telling you, there's a revival coming in Houston like you've never seen it before.
Amen.
I'll say that with you.
And in church, the fire is going to be ignited.
Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The men of God, the leaders, those who've been doing wrong because they're going to repent, and we're going to see God do some things like we've never seen before.
Amen.
I said, Father, I thank you for such a time as this. For
yes.
such a time as this.
Yes,
I'm
Lord.
I'm still here. And I believe that I'm going to be a part of it. As the little boy said, I ain't fitting no monkey. I got me a pea shooter. So we don't have to be afraid. We got to believe God.
That's
and
right.
I can say this to us
Amen.
Tonight. Because God has allowed us to come back and qualify the love. I hate Stephen not here, but that's all right. I love what God is doing. See, and one thing that I can say to us, what God does, he'll back it up, but he won't back up off of you. If he give it to you, he's going to give it to you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm. Amen. What's so wonderful about the Lord, I mean, he won't leave you hanging. He's not
That's
like
right.
that.
That's right.
He will not leave you hanging. He will stick with you all the way through. Your story hasn't been finished. It's not complete yet. He's still working with all of us. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, he says, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you
Amen.
Will, not maybe, but will performed it until the day of Jesus Christ. He said, will. I'm going to do
it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to stick with you. We're going to finish this.
Amen.
We're going to finish it. You're not going to die. I'm going to keep you alive.
Amen.
And that we can be confident in that.
Yes.
It's a sure thing. It's a done deal. We can be confident in that he's going to hang with us and stick with us until we finish the good work that he has started in us.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
That's good news.
Amen.
And you
that's
know what I love about
that's
it?
The word.
As we were saying, you know what I love about it? When I quoted that scripture to some people in Luke 22, verses 29 and 30, anybody got their Bible right quick? Luke, the 22nd chapter, verses 29 and 30. Now, this is a piece of cake that's so hot. I mean, it takes you to another level in the body of Christ of looking. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Breaking news. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody got it? Anybody got it?
Dr. Hunter, what did you say it was? Luke.
Luke.
Mm-hmm.
The 22nd chapter, verses 29 and 30.
And 30, okay.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Anybody got it?
Okay.
Okay.
Did you want me to read it, Dr. Hunter?
Yeah.
Okay. And I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See, he has appointed a kingdom. In other words, the boy's got to fight. I'm not trying to take over, but I'm just saying. And he says he did what? Why he did? Why he gave us the kingdom? Apostle, why he gave us the kingdom.
That ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom.
Ooh.
And sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
My Lord.
Amen.
My Lord.
Glory to God.
See, God is not going to let it be done the way man see it.
Mm-hmm.
But he said to Jesus is manifested. He said, look, he says, you're going to sit, and it just, all I can do is say, Lord, I got to be worthy to sit in the kingdom with him, sit at his table.
Wow.
To sit at his table.
And he's talking about the servant.
That's
he's talking about the servant.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
To sit at his table. To me, that's just enough for me to become, after being, and just say, Lord, I thank you.
Yeah.
But it's a cost factor there. It's a cost factor.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cost factor. We have to give up all we have. And as you read on it, brother, big brother, just a little bit more, we'll be through with it.
Amen. Glory to God.
And what the rest of us say, Apostle?
That he may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on the thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
Mm. And read on what's the letter verse.
Okay. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. But I
and
have prayed
we
for
have
thee.
To, I have prayed.
Mm-hmm. But I have
we
prayed
got
for thee.
The final order. I have prayed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, we
Amen.
As believers have to remember the devil desires to sift us like wheat because in our
yes.
human
Amen.
Frailty, he can do it. But in our spiritual, he can't do nothing.
Yes.
Because we got the Son of God praying for us.
Yes.
Glory
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
And I mean,
Glory.
I'm just going to tell y'all, Myrna.
Mm-hmm.
I just haven't been right since I read that. Stephen passed that by. Said that robin dropped the golden disc, and I read that thing, and I've been better. But I said, "Oh my Lord!" I mean,
yeah.
I got to thinking as a poor boy when I go up and sit with the mayor at his table. Jesus,
that's awesome. Hey, I'm looking forward to that. That's awesome.
I mean,
yeah.
and the judge, the judge of 12 tribes.
Of Israel.
So therefore,
right.
He's looking for that new man. He's looking
yes.
for that new man. It's not, they're not Jewish. It's not in Gentile. It's a new man.
It's the high priest.
The new man.
Yes.
It's the high
My
priest.
God. Oh, Jesus. Say
Glory
it.
To God.
Say it.
Amen.
Say it, sir. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
All I can tell us this much, and here we are in different parts of Texas, and there are some people that are on the line. One night we was on, and we had 250 people listen, but nobody would call in. You know why? Because people got to see what you're made of.
Mm-hmm.
They got to hear your attitude. And a lot
yeah.
of people want to go to church, but they got to, well, they didn't hear this about the church or that, but it's got to be they got to keep an eye on the one who's in leadership. I always
mm-hmm.
tell people, watch the leader.
Mm-hmm.
And the
mm-hmm.
leader don't tell you his lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
And when he stays close to God, I know God can do what he say he's going to do.
Yes.
Amen.
I know. He can't see God has promised us. And see, the Bible says he humbled himself.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
came down as a man, fashioned himself as a man.
Yeah.
And humbled himself, even unto the cross.
Yeah.
How many of us
mm-hmm.
don't do that? How many of us? I'm going to be like a Dr. Newsom. I'm going to be honest with you. If he come in there and he comes away, I'm going to try to put a left hook on him so fast. I'm like, oh, we just got laid hands on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Hunter, I'm going to, my husband hasn't eaten yet, so I think I'm going
well,
to go.
Well, you
go
feed that man with some love. You go feed that man
I'm
with
going
some
to, love. You hear him, he's laughing. That's why he's so quiet.
I just want to give
he's
you
He's hungry.
Before you get off the line, I just wanted to make sure I give you the scripture, what I was telling you about pity the man. That it's Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 12.
Okay.
It says, two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. If one fall down, his friend can help him up. But
okay.
pity
yeah.
the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Also,
okay.
if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though
yeah.
one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord
mm-hmm.
of three stands is not quickly broken. Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 12. So I wanted to, Lord, say, make sure you give it a word, the scripture. So that's it. Yeah.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you, you too. All right, guys. Good night. Thank
good
you.
Night. Good night.
God bless you. You too. Well, listen, I just want to say tomorrow night, Dr. Newsom's going to come on, and we just going to believe God and watch God do. And I want y'all to know that I love y'all, and I
Amen.
Thank y'all for being on the line with me tonight. And I'm going to find out when we'll listen, and the peace of God be with you, okay?
Amen. God bless you. Good
and
night.
God bless you. Good night. God
Probably.
Bless you. Hello? Hello?
Thank you. Yeah, he did. Then touching their sin according to your faith, he did what to you. And Sure. Charged. Yeah. perform special miracles on the hands of some diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Is any sick among you, let him call for help to the church. And if they pray for him, the Lord will be rewarded and make them well. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sin, he shall be forgiven. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man of faithful much. Then Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. But unto you that suffer from righteousness, I tell you, with healing in his means, and he shall report and blow the calves of the swine. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. God would so compel him to the doubt of his balance of state and time stress of the fathers by the prophets, as in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had reported heir of all things, by whom also he made the works, to be of the brightness of the glory, and the express image of his person, and of over his all things by the word of his power, Jesus Christ, the Lord, the word of God. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 62. Dear Paul, I cease not to give thanks, and you mention it with my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the heart of justice. The eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know the word of the Lord, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance of the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us, the Father above all, and power and mind, and dominion, and every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things to the priest, and gave him to be the head of all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him to fill of all in all. And then in John, the 16th chapter, verses 23 and 24, and in that day he shall rest with them. Verily, verily, I say unto you, who are turned, he shall ask the Father in my name, the 16th chapter. 15 believe in Christ. And he said, whatever all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, he that believeth in his baptism shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name shall cast out devils. They shall speak with tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink it, they shall make it some water. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall be healed in my name. Is your ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If he shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, Acts the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 16. Now, Peter and John went up together to the temple of the tower around the end of the night fall. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which was called Peter, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask at all. He gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something off. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, Master, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and lifted his feet, thank the Lord, to see the street. And he drew it up, stood, and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walked, praising God, and all the people saw him walk, praising God. And they knew that it was he who sat the arms of the people of the temple. They were all filled with wonder and amazement. He held the word of God. All of them ran together unto them in the court that we call Solomon's great big wonder. And when Peter saw him, he answered unto the people, you men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us? Our holiness, we have made this man to glory. The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, have glorified his son Jesus, who healed him and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was returned from death. But he denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murder and killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised up from the dead.
happened to Hope until the next day, or not even time. Now the Abinadab was right before it began, the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on tomorrow that their rulers and elders were tribes. And Abinadab, which is Jesus and John, and Joseph, and his ministers were together in the land they had gathered together to. And when they sent them to the business, they asked, "By what's wrong? Or by what name have you done this?" Then Peter filled with the Holy Ghost said unto them, "You rulers and people and elders of Israel, if we in this day be examples of the good people done to the men of men, by what speaking is they holy, even though the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you crucified, who have God reason to them, even by him that this man stand here where you have been." This is the seven dollars, which has become the head of the dog. See if there is no salvation in any other. For there is none of the name of the heaven given amongst men whereby he must be saved. Now when they saw the waves of Peter and John, and received the veil of unlearned ignorance of them all, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And behold, the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing to him. But when they had commanded them to put aside out of the council, they conferred on them, said, "Say, let it spread no other unto them. Let us straightly threaten that they speak henceforth no man in this name." And they called him and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. And being let go, they went from their own country and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God and called upon him, saying, "Now, Lord, go to them and grant unto thy servants that all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thy hand to heal." Answering saith unto them, "How faith in God? For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt his heart, but shall be with those angels he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things have you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. When you stand praying, forgive if you have all these things. That your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses." Romans chapter 4, verse 17, and then verses 19 to 21. "As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, not his own body, now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He spake not the promise of God, the blood will be, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. So then faith cometh," Romans 10:17, "so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Then 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, "By the good by faith, they owe no eternal life, but will thou also call them the evidence of things not seen." Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, "For without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Then 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5, "For whatsoever is born of God is the coming of the world. And this is the victory that will come of the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world but he that believes in Jesus is the Son of God." 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" Romans 8, 2, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, "Ye are of God, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Romans 8, 11, "But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, here the grace of Christ of the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." 2 Timothy 1, 7, "For God has not given us a spirit, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind." Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15, "For as much men as children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who fear death from all their lifetime, subject to bondage.
for sin or Satan shall not have dominion over you. For you're not under the law, you're 8:16. When the evil was come, they brought unto him into the possessed the devil, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all sick. John chapter 1, verse 1, and then verse 14. In the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 15:7. If he abide in me, and my words abide in you, he shall ask what you will, and shall be done to you. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word, and he healed them, and delivered them from their destruction. Isaiah 55, pours out of my mouth, shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereof I sent it. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14, 15, and 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, for the heart of it does hold fast our confession. For we have not a high priest who cannot be judged with the people of our conscience, but was at all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to communication of thy mouth. May become affection by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Jonah chapter 3, verse 10. Let the weak say, I am strong. Read Deuteronomy chapter 28. Read the entire chapter. Then Galatians chapter. And it shall come to pass if thou wilt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall be thou when thou comest in. Blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord will cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouse, and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. He shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee and a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see thee, that thou art called by the name of the Lord. They shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. The heaven will give the rain unto thy land in his season, and in the nations thou shalt not borrow. The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Thou shalt be above all, thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command this day to observe and to do thee, and thou shalt not put aside from any of the words which I command this day to the right hand or to the left, who have troubled gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken to observe and do all his commandments and his statutes which I command thee unto thee, then all these curses shall come upon. Cursed shall thou be in the city. Cursed shall thou be in the field. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kind, the crops of thy sheep. Cursed shall thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation, and rebuke, and all that thou settest thy hand unto the heart, until thou be destroyed, and until thou perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. The Lord shall make the pestilence cleave unto thee until he has consumed thee from off thy head with thy horse. The Lord shall smite thee with a consumption, with a fever, and with an inflammation, with an extreme groaning, and with a sore, with a blasphemy, and with build you. They shall pursue thee as an offense. And thy heaven that is over thy head shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be fire. The Lord shall make the rain of thy land chowder and dust.
come down upon thee. Now tell about this. The Lord shall cause thee to be set before thine enemies. Thou shalt go out one way and still through the second way. Shall be removed to all the kingdoms of the earth. Will smite thee through the parts of Egypt with the emerald, with the scalp, and with the edge whereof thou canst not be. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness of the sun is from his heart. Thou shalt grope at noonday and lie at noon of the darkness. Thou shalt not prosper thy ways. Thou shalt be only oppressed and small evermore, and no man shall save thee. Thou shalt control the wife, and another man shall lie. Thou shalt build a house. Thou shalt plant a vineyard, shall not deal with bread. Thine ox shall be slain before thine eye, thou shalt not eat thine own. Thine ass shall be violently taken away, for thy daughter shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look, and fail with longing from them all the day long. There shall be no night, nor no light in thine hand. The fruit of thy land, and all of thy labors, shall the nations which thou dost not eat up. Thou shalt behold the oppressed and crushed all, so that thou shalt be pale for the sight of thine eyes, and thou shalt see. The Lord shall smite thee in the knees and in the legs, with the sore part that cannot be. From the sole of thy foot unto the top of thy head, the Lord shall bring thee in thy kingdom, which thou shalt set over thee unto the nation, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known. And thou shalt become an astonished prophet and a byword of all nations, for the Lord shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out of the fields, so gather the good in the locusts. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shalt neither drink of wine nor eat the bread, nor eat of them. Thou shalt have all the trees about all thy coast, but thou shalt not hunt thy staff with the Lord, for thy knowledge will cast us forth. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, but reject it. All my trees and the fruit of our land shall be locusts. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above very high. He shall live to thee, and I shall not live to him. He shall be the head. These curses shall come upon thee, and shall pursue thee, and overtake thee, and thou be destroyed. Because thy heart was not in the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded thee. They shall feed upon thee for a sign and for a wonder, and all thy seed forever. Because thy service not upon thy God will join, and the madness of heart, of the abundance of all. Therefore shall thou serve thine enemies. The Lord shall send against thee in hunger, and in thirst, and in nakedness, and in want of all things. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck and gently get out to destroy thee. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from afar, the end of the earth, and swift as the eagle fire, the nation which is on thou shalt not understand. The nation of the first counter shall not regard the first of the Lord, but shall favor to the young. And he shall keep thy counter from thy land until thou be destroyed. Which also shall not be competing with corn, wine, or oil, or the increase of thy kind or flocks of thy sheep, until he have destroyed thee. And he shall be seen to thee at all thy gates, until thy high fifth walls come down, wherein thou trustest with all thy men. And he shall receive thee at all thy gates, and all thy lands, for thy God has given thee. Thou shalt eat the fruit of thine own body, man that is tender among you, and very delicate his eyes shall be evil toward his mother, toward the wife of his bosom. But the remnant of his children that shall eat. So that he shall not give to any of them of the flesh of his children that he shall eat, because he has nothing left into the seas, and in the straits, wherewith thine enemy shall distress thee in all thy gates. The tender, delicate woman, which would not adventure to set the sole of her foot upon the ground, for delicateness and tenderness, her eyes shall be evil toward the husband of her bosom, toward her son, and toward her daughter. And toward her young woman cometh out from between her feet, for she shall eat them for want of all things secret and straightness, wherewith thine enemy shall distress thee in thy gates. If thou wilt not observe the law, words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name of the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy flag wonderful, and the flag of thy sheep be the great flag of all continuance, and sore sickness of all continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt that I was afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law shall not be destroyed. And ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of heaven upon thee, because thy word is not a day of force upon thy heart. They shall come and that the Lord rejoiced in thee to do you good, and to multiply you, so the Lord shall rejoice on you to destroy the good, to bring to the north. Ye shall be brought off the land of thy wickedness. The Lord shall scatter thee among all people, from one end of the earth even to the other, and there thou shalt serve other gods, to speak with the mouth of thy father's temple, even with his son. And among these nations shall I find no ease, neither shall the soul of thy foot have rest. The Lord shall give thee a trembling heart. Thou shalt say, good God of your life. For the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear, for the sight of thine eyes will thou shalt see. The Lord shall break thee into Egypt again with ships, by the way whereon thou speak. Thou shalt see it no more again. Ye shall be sold of enemies, for bondsmen and bondmen, and no man shall buy thee. Double these from Galatians chapter 3 again. First verse. Reading the whole chapter, learn from these Galatians. Who is the wicked person who should not believe the truth? Before whose eyes Jesus Christ has deceived you, the Spirit of the works of the law and of the hearing of faith. Are ye so guilty, having been done in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Have ye suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministered to you the Spirit and worked of miracles among you, do it yet by the works of the law and by the hearing of faith. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know you therefore that they which are of faith, saved are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture foreseeing that God would testify that he is a through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faith of Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law, for it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to condemn. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not a thing, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. He hath made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit to his end. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant. Yet if it be his seed where the promises be, he saith not in the seed as of me, but as of one in the thy seed which is Christ. This I say, that the covenant is the word of God in Christ. The law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul that it should make the promise of none of them. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore, then, serving the law, it was added because of transgressions, till the seed, the hand of a mediator. Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promise of God? God forbid. For if there had been a law, given, which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the Scripture hath concluded all of us in, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But the first day it came, we were kept under the law, shut up under the faith that should have acted to be believed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after the faith is come, for ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you have been baptized into Christ, you are all of Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and theirs according to the promise. Now, I want you to notice that according to these scriptures, and specifically Deuteronomy 28, chapter 60, verse 1, also for the Lord praying and permitted to be brought up on thee to not be destroyed. Now, every sickness, every plague which is not written in the book of this law, there are a number of diseases that are listed here. But then he also asked every sickness. So therefore you can say, my sickness, whatever it is, cancer, tuberculosis, mental distress, whatever your sickness is, according to Deuteronomy 28:60, my sickness is a curse of the law. Now notice Galatians 3:14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For a curse is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the flesh of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through them. Now here's what I want you to confess. I want you to say it over and over and twice. Say it quietly to yourself if someone else is with you. According to Deuteronomy chapter 28,
hello,
verse 61,
my in the bathroom? Well, turn this thing off. Please, can all of it off. Can all of it off. I just want some warm air, some warm. Just put everything off in here. Turn the fan off and see it shining and destroyed. And it came me and everything.
I'm trying to get someone to let go. I'm going to go back in the room.